This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Hello and welcome to Food for Thought on Community Radio Hamilton. Today on the show, I'm going to be talking a little bit about whether or not cats and dogs and other companion animals should be fed a plant-based diet. I'm going to be answering two objections to that. First of all, the objection that it's not natural for cats and dogs to eat a plant-based diet. Secondly, it's not healthy for them to eat a plant-based diet. After that, I'm going to be giving some practical tips, and I'm going to be answering the question of cats who can't be vegan, and that who can't eat a plant-based diet. In that case, would it be morally excusable to feed them animal products? But before I get into any of that, I'm going to play a song by Rise Against. And two out of four of Rise Against band members are vegan. That was Ready to Fall by Rise Against. They have a great animal rights music video to that. It's actually a bit of animal rights and a bit of environmental issues in the video. And I would really recommend watching either the uncut version, if you can, think you can handle it, or the edited version, if you're a little bit squeamish. But it is a very good video, a very powerful video. So just do a YouTube search of that. So today on the show, I'm going to be answering the question of whether or not pets should be fed a plant-based diet, specifically cats and dogs. It's a lot more clear, obviously, with animals who are naturally herbivores. You feed them their natural diet. But what about animals like cats and dogs that are naturally obligate carnivores and omnivores? So cats in the wild, for example, lions have to eat meat in order to survive, but dogs in the wild are omnivores and eat both meat and plants. So in a lot of ways, it's not a natural diet, and that is one objection to feeding them plants. However, I would challenge anyone who asks that to think about this. Name one thing about keeping animals that is natural. As far as I know, and I could be wrong, no other animals own each other. No other animals treat each other as commodities, as property. Now, the natural diet for cats and dogs would be to catch their own food. However, obviously, cats and dogs in our homes do not catch their own food. They're fed commercial pet food, which is made of the flesh of animals that fit into four categories: dead, dying, diseased, and disabled. Many pet foods contain the hormones, pesticides, and antibiotics found in commercial meat. They are manufactured in factories that do not resemble natural food for cats and dogs in any way whatsoever. There is nothing natural about commercial pet food or the domestication of animals in the first place. A natural diet would be them going out and hunting their own food. However, because we've domesticated them, they can't do that to the extent that they do in the wild. I mean, they still do sometimes. I live with two cats and they do bring home dead birds a lot of the time. However, nothing like to the extent that their relatives like lions and tigers would catch food. So there's absolutely nothing natural about commercial pet food. And even if it were natural, the difference between a lion out in the wild killing and eating an antelope and us feeding our cats, for example, animal products, there are a few things. First of all, the lion probably could not survive without killing an antelope and eating it. Eating him or her. However, our cats and dogs can survive without eating animal products. Although, I'm not 100% sure because I'm not a veterinarian, but there may be a small percentage of male cats who cannot thrive on a plant-based diet. And I'll be covering that later on in the show. Also, the other difference is that in a lot of ways, well, we choose 99% of what our cats and dogs eat. We cannot choose what a lion decides to eat because they are a wild animal. And unfortunately, cats and dogs are domesticated. Like I said, I don't agree with the domestication of animals, but it's happened. The animals are here and we have to look after them. And we have to feed them something. So now I'm going to be playing a little bit of Saves the Day, whose vocalist Chris is vegan. And right after that, I'm going to be talking about the other objection to cats eating a plant-based diet. Well, isn't it unhealthy for them? that was The End by Saves the Day, and you are tuned in to Food for Thought on Community Radio Hamilton. You can learn more about the different ways that you can tune in, as well as what Food for Thought is all about, at fftradio.wordpress.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/fftradio, or on Facebook, just search Food for Thought Radio. Now, one of the other objections to whether or not cats and dogs should be fed plant-based diets is whether or not it's healthy. And I think that this is the most important aspect of it to look at, because obviously aren't cows and pigs have an interest in their life, but so does your cat and dog. And if my cat or dog wasn't able to be healthy on a vegan diet, a plant-based diet, then I wouldn't feed them that. So this question is actually quite a lot harder for me to answer since I'm not a veterinarian. However, I've done a bit of research and I found out some information about the nutritional needs of cats and dogs. Now, before you change your cat's or dog's diet, always check with your local vet to make sure that he or she is getting all the nutrients required. One remarkable example of a healthy dog who had a plant-based diet is that of Bramble, a border collie whose vegan diet of rice, lentils, and organic vegetables contributed to a nearly record-breaking lifespan of at least 27 years. Studies have shown that ailments associated with meat consumption in humans, such as allergies, various types of cancer, and kidney, heart, and bone problems, also affect many non-humans. Now, it's quite easy to feed dogs vegan because, just like humans, they are omnivores, meaning they can pretty much eat anything so long as they get the correct balance of nutrients. Cats are a little trickier, however, because in the wild, they're strictly carnivorous. However, most, if not all cats, can thrive on a vegan diet so long as it is done properly. The key things to make sure that your cat are getting enough of are vitamin A, vitamin D, and taurine. You can either buy fortified vegan pet foods, plant-based pet foods, or use supplements which are sold by Veggie Pet, Veggie Cat, and Veggie Kit. For more information on other brands of plant-based pet foods, as well as some information on making homemade pet food, keep listening after this song. For more information on your non-human's nutritional needs, talk to your local vet. Also, try to make sure that the food you buy meets or exceeds AAFCO standards. In case you didn't get that, make sure it exceeds AAFCO standards. Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of Propaganda, whose entire band is vegan.
Was the first to finally fade away from my grandfather's memories. Will howl until the day my memories of him finally fade away, dissolving into gray. It's breathing, just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude. Precious breath you've ever wasted. I did everything I could. I bought a whip to heal the verse, to take my life instead of hers. But no amount of money, drugs, and tears could keep her here. What purpose did her suffering serve? Is breathing just the ticking of a night waking clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of every single precious breath you've ever waited.
what you did for it. Just so much suffering. We can become tempted by a fuse to hatred. This world ain't nothing more than what we make of it. Revenge ain't no solution to the inevitable pain. Every single one of us must face in losing the kindred spirits in our lives.
That was Without Love by the Canadian punk rock band Propaganda, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton. You could be listening on 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, or online at communityradio.co.nz. Now I'm going to be giving you some practical tips on how to feed your cat or dog a plant-based diet. First of all, I'll discuss the transition. If your non-human has been eating non-vegan foods for a while, then you can start by mixing little bits of plant-based pet food in with the non-vegan food. Gradually increase the amount until your non-human is eating an entirely plant-based diet. You can also serve their food with soy milk, olive oil, tomato sauce, catnip for cats, baby food that doesn't contain onions or mashed peas. That way your non-human will probably be a lot more tempted to want to eat the food if they don't particularly like the taste of biscuits. However, the best time to start your non-human on plant-based foods is when he or she is either a puppy or a kitten. Here in New Zealand, we have Vegan Pet, who sell dry biscuits for both cats and dogs. That's available at Zucchini Organic and Village Organic here in Hamilton. However, if you don't live in Hamilton, there is a full list of suppliers across New Zealand at veganpet.co.nz. Just go to that website and click suppliers. You can also buy supplements like Veggie Pet, Veggie Kit, and Veggie Cat online, as well as many other brands of cats and dog food like Evolution Diet, Natural Life Pet Products, V-Dog, Wild Bell Distributor, and more. If you like, you can make homemade dog and cat food. For dogs, include vegetables like squash, pumpkin, potatoes, or smoothly blended corn. Just make sure to avoid using onions, as those are toxic for dogs. You can add yeast, TVP, that's texturized vegetable protein, lentils, rice, chickpeas, oats, and other food. Just remember to add in that supplement so that your dog is getting all the required nutrients that he or she needs. For cats, include oils, wheat meats, vegetables, yeast, soy, sauce, chickpeas, rice, and oats. If you want recipes for homemade pet food, then check out veggiepet.com, where you can also read stories of cats and dogs that are living happy, healthy lives on plant-based pet food, some of whom have even been saved by these foods. On veggiepet.com, there is also a little bit of nutritional information and information on how to properly use the supplement, so I'd really recommend checking that out before you move your cat or a dog to a plant-based diet. Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of Stun, whose drummer and vocalist are both vegans.
Space between our bodies has been corrupted. The space between our bodies has been corrupted. The people that make the laws and rules for us, they don't give a fuck about us. Our hearts are being bought, our minds are being washed. So we must interrupt. We must interrupt. We are just a moment away. Just a moment away.
That was Movement by Stun, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Now I'm going to be answering the question, what about cats or cats who cannot thrive on a vegan diet? Now, there are some suggestions that a small percentage of male cats cannot be perfectly healthy on a vegan diet. Now, I'm not a veterinarian, so I'm not 100% sure whether or not it's true that there are cats who cannot be vegan, not eat plant-based diet. But for now, I'll assume that it is true, and I'll assume that these cats have to eat animal products in order to survive. In such a situation, I think that feeding your cats animal products would be morally excusable. It's unfortunate that you have to feed them animal products, but it is necessary. Yes, farmed animals have a right to life, but so does your cat. So if a cat could not thrive on a plant-based diet, then I would not feed them a plant-based diet. Gary Francione did an excellent podcast on this, where he drew a distinction between an action being excusable and an action being justifiable. I'm not 100% sure if I'm getting this right, so I'm sorry, Gary, if I'm misquoting you. But I think that what he's trying to say there is if something is morally justifiable, it means that it's 100% fine. However, if something's excusable, it means it's a lot less black and white, and the action is unfortunate, but necessary. For example, according to the law, killing in self-defense would be justifiable, because according to the law, you do not get punished, you have not done anything wrong. Whereas, for example, if someone had put a gun to your head and said, shoot someone or I'll shoot you, and you did shoot them, then I think according to the law you would still be punished. So the law, but you would probably be punished less severely. So the law there regards it as morally excusable, but not justifiable. I would really recommend listening to this and all his other episodes, because he explains it a million times better than I do. If you want to find that, just search iTunes, search Abolitionist Approach Commentary, or you can go to his website, abolitionistapproach.com. One of his recent podcasts is with a guy called Gary Steiner, who wrote Animal, Vegetable, Miserable for the New York Times, which was a great article about why you shouldn't buy free-range turkey for Thanksgiving, you shouldn't buy any turkey or animal products at all, and basically just busting the myths surrounding free-range. Now to finish off the show, I'm going to be playing a little bit of Goldfinger, whose lead vocalist and guitarist, John Feldmann, is vegan.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.